Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Father's Day is on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Kristen, again, Father's Day has different meanings for different people. And it just hits differently each and every year for different people. And for Kristen, with a father that's not with us anymore, she's got, you know, she's got her perspective and her angle on it. And is it a painful weekend for you?
Well, I never, until you experience and go through it, you don't have that perspective, because before, you know, I experienced all of those holidays for specific people very positively. Mm-hmm. Then when you lose a parent, you see a completely different side of that holiday. So now I realize, oh, this isn't just a happy, mm-hmm. positive, joyful weekend for all people. This can be a difficult weekend for anybody who's lost a father, who's estranged from a dad, who is trying to be a father, but there's infertility issues. I mean, there's a slew of reasons why Sunday could be a trigger day for some. Not to take away from anybody's joy. If, like, if you have your dad and you have a great relationship with your dad, if anything, this should just reiterate how much you need to love on your pops this Sunday, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, my dad passed away. This August will be 5 years. And so, you know, those first couple of Father's Days were like daggers to the heart, like didn't want to acknowledge the day, like you're muting the word father, dad pops on all your social media. So none of that stuff pops up, right? You're just avoiding everybody's lovely posts, which they have every right to post. Like, yes, you need to dote on your dad if mm-hmm. he's here. And then the day got complicated when Bart and I were fortunate enough through IVF to get pregnant with Jimmy. And so I don't have my dad to celebrate him, but I do have Bart, who's a kick-ass dad, and I want to... So now the day is just bittersweet. Mm-hmm. So I want to acknowledge, you know, Bart's contributions and what an awesome dad he is, but at the same time, like, you know, my heart hurts because Pops isn't here and I don't get to call him up and wish him a happy Father's Day. So you know me. If I'm going to cut, I'm going to cut deep, baby. And I don't even know why I'm doing it to myself this week after everything that's been transpiring. The world's been a little bit harsh lately. But I thought, what could I do for Bart for Father's Day? Besides buy him 3 cars from Target, hide them in the house and lose them and not know where they are. So this year, and I don't know why, but I decided I'm going to write a letter to my dad telling him what a great father Bart is.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
And I've never, like, ever since Dad has passed away, I've had a, like, you know, grief is forever and hits people differently. And it's out the gate. I couldn't look at pictures. Like, the idea of talking to him was just too painful. So I'm pretty proud of myself that I feel like I, you know, I've gotten to this point where I can, like, actually verbalize a conversation with him via letter.
I think this is probably common sense, but I think that your dad probably loved Bart before you had kids or even thinking about it, knowing that he was going to be a fantastic provider mm-hmm. and he has turned into the father that your dad knew he would be.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. So, you know, I wrote this letter. Oddly, it was... I didn't expect it to be easy, but it was a little more difficult than I expected. I kind of felt silly, you know, writing a letter to somebody who's, you know, not Earthside, but I got over that, and I wrote it like I would like write him a letter if I was going to pop it in the mail and, you know, send it to him in Orlando.
I like using the frame now, not Earthside.
Yeah.
Instead of saying death, new. It's not Earthside.
Yes.
I like the way you frame that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't feel like using the D word there. So I was just going to say that, you know, he's not Earthside anymore.
Okay.
All right. So here is, here's the letter that I wrote. Hey, Pops. Bet you were surprised AF when Uncle David showed up last Saturday. For those that are unaware, my Uncle David, my dad's brother, passed away this past weekend.
In knowing your dad, that is the greatest way to start that letter.
I was asking, like, I asked about the weather, and I'm like, that's stupid. And I'm like, no, this time. So, hey, Pops. Bet you were surprised AF when Uncle David showed up last Saturday. My guess is that he wanted to wish you a happy birthday in person. Hope it was a good one. Tell him and Aunt Marilyn I said hello. I still feel your presence, sometimes in small ways and sometimes in big ways. I miss you and I always will. For Father's Day, I want to let you know what a phenomenal job Bart is doing. He really is crushing the dad game. Jimmy adores him in all ways. Man, have you checked out that playset he put together and built for Jimmy? It reminded me of the treehouse you built for Morgan and me when we were kids. You're both so talented when it comes to doing any type of home projects. It's so sweet. Jimmy can't stop swinging. He's definitely an outside kid, and he definitely gets that from his dad, not me. There was a moment the other day when he was swinging, and he grabbed the empty swing next to him. I imagine you in that empty swing, and it made me smile. Bart holds himself to such a high standard. I wish there was a way I could assure him he's doing a great job. He probably feels like he's the regimented parent and I'm the goofball, but I love that Jimmy gets both of those worlds. I can never put the amount of care into Jimmy's food that Bart does and into his sleep schedule. We have a healthy and happy baby boy because of Bart. I hope he realizes how important his contributions are, no matter how mundane they may seem. Now, don't get me wrong. I also get to see fun dad Bart, and it makes my heart practically burst. That giant belly laugh and humongous grin that comes from Jimmy when they are wrestling is the best. Instead of getting upset on those nights when Jimmy prefers his dad to put him to bed over me, I bask in the fact that Jimmy loves his dad so much, he wants his dad to be the last person he sees before he goes to sleep. Happy Father's Day, Pops. Thanks for being a shining example of what makes a good dad. I know you would be and are so proud of Bart. I know I am. Love you more, Kiki.
The Bert Show.